Track 26, Hookup and Interconnection. A time domain processor may be connected with other equipment in several ways. For most applications, it will receive a mono signal from which it will derive a stereo effect. But most modern processors can also accommodate stereo input signals if necessary. Unless a mono delay is all that is required of it, its output will need to be connected in stereo. In the recording studio, its inputs will normally be fed from one or two auxiliary send buses, making it available to any signal which has access to those buses. Its outputs should be connected to two free mixer line input channels, which can then be assigned to the mix or subgroup output buses as appropriate. In this configuration, the processor's mix parameter will need to be set to 100% effect for all programs. The dry and wet signals may be balanced within the mixing console. A processor may also be connected in line between an instrument and a mixing console or amplification system. In this situation, because the entire signal is passing through the processor, the mix of dry and wet signals will be set within it. This will also be true if the processor is connected to a mixing console's insert points.